like a couple of clean innings today, a couple of tough ones. How would you assess the outing overall?
Yeah, bad. A lot of walks. Couldn't command the ball for whatever reason. It was tough today. Felt really good going into this. So obviously, the result was pretty frustrating, as well as just lack of being in the zone. Didn't really have consistency with anything. Just had a bad ball. Just didn't have today. The offense, only scoring 5 runs per me and 4 innings. So I got to find a way to throw zeros. Especially feel good, feel bad, whenever I got to find a way. So pretty frustrated, especially walking 6. It's just frustrating.
On a day like this, what are you trying to adjust in the midst of while it's going? Is it a mechanical thing? Is it a mental thing?
I felt great. I feel great. Even right now, I feel great. Even after that start, even after what I did, I feel good. So obviously, I'll learn, see what I did right, what I did wrong. I just think a lot of inconsistency with my delivery today. I was trying to do way too much. Just a lot of walks. So good thing is, you're not hitting the ball. Just gotta, command the zone like I know I can and continue to make strides forward. This one definitely makes me a little more upset than a lot of the other starts I had, just because I didn't compete in the zone like I should have, and I can't every outing. So knowing that walks is what really, gave them their runs is pretty frustrating.
You're a guy that's put it together in the second half.
Yeah.
It's a really good second half. What's it going to take to do that? Do you feel like that's still there?
Yeah, I feel great. Obviously, it's a bad start, but with how I feel, how I feel going into the week, how I feel scouting teams, I feel locked in. So, yeah, it's one bad start, just like I just had, 2 really good starts. So, not too worried about it, just definitely frustrated that I let this happen. Everything I did, I woke up, how much sleep, everything just was really good. I felt really good going into this. So this one definitely sucks when it's walking 6 guys. I can't do that, especially with how well I throw the ball and how well I know I should have thrown the ball today. That's really what's frustrating. So going into my next one, will be after the break. I'll be ready to go. I'll be feeling great. I'm going to dominate the zone. I know all of this because I know how I feel. I feel really good. So learn from this and continue to just be way better than that.
When you say you try to do way too much, are you trying to alter mechanics in the middle of it? Are you overthrowing? What are you?
I mean, I'm aware the ball's not going to move the same as what it does anywhere else. So obviously, I'm throwing sliders that won't be really nasty. I'm throwing curveball that'll be nasty. And I'll try to do the same thing. I'm not good at all. Try to get nastier. Just trying to wait. You just execute the fastball. I think that's really what was the biggest frustration for me, is I couldn't locate the fastball how I've been locating it the last 5 or 6 starts. So I couldn't throw it up, couldn't throw it away, couldn't throw it in. It was just very inconsistent. And I was trying, at the end, I was trying to throw it right down the middle. At that point, if you're going to score, it's hit the ball. So that was really frustrating. So,
there's one inning almost every start.
Yeah,
28, 30, 5 pitches, whatever. What happens in those innings? When the inning before that was like 12 pitches.
I think I just try to do too much. The main thing of when I get in trouble is I try to be too nasty. I don't. I need to just execute my pitch. If I do that, the quicker innings, and there's a lot of damage that's needed. So I need to stop trying to be so good and just be who I am and just attack the zone, dominate with the stuff that I have that's already good. I don't need to make it better. So I think that's what me and Ruben are talking about. So,